Happy Sabbath, dear ones, and welcome to our main church service on this 29th day of January, 2022. Welcome to those that are listening to the recording, those that are joining us on the phone or here in the room, and glad to be in fellowship with you once again. Our opening song for today's service is titled Love Divine. Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every humble heart.
Breathe, O breathe, thy loving spirit into every troubled breast. Let us all in thee inherit. Let us find that perfect rest. Take away our bent to sinning, Alpha and Omega be. End of faith as its beginning, set our heart for the liberty.
Come, Almighty, to deliver, let us all thy life receive. Suddenly return and never, never more thy temples leave. Thee we would be always blessing, serve thee as thy host above, pray and praise thee without ceasing, glory in thy perfect love.
Finish then thy new creation, pure and loving let us be. Let us see thy great salvation, perfectly restored in thee. Change from glory unto glory, till in heaven we take our place, and we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise.
Amen. God's love is truly all other loves excelling. It is what makes the difference between a Christian and a worldly. And I pray, dear ones, that we may partake more and more of the love of God, allowing it to fill us to the full, and then to flow out to others and reveal the glory of God in providing salvation to every human being. What a joy to have his love in our hearts. We'll find out more about God's love as we continue in our series. And please join with me in opening prayer. Loving Father, thank you so very much for manifesting your love in action, not just in words. Thank you for sending Jesus down as the manifestation of your love. And thank you, Savior, for also showing your love for us and being willing to die that we might have life. Willing to give us the truth so that we can be set free from the bondage of error. We pray that you will continue to dwell in our midst. Continue to pour your spirit upon us. And Spirit, thank you for manifesting your love for each one of us by being willing to point us in the upward way that leads to eternal life and not allowing us to go on the downward broad road that leads to destruction without trying to stop us. Forgive us for kicking against your prickings. Forgive us for fighting conscience. And I pray that you will help us to discern your voice above all the other voices out there, including our own, that we may choose to follow in the way of the Lord, not the way of the world or our own ways. And also thank you for the grace and the strength to act on our choice to be Christian and indeed to become Christian day by day, moment by moment. I pray, dear Spirit, that you will open our understanding as we delve into areas that are found in thy word and that are special for Christians. And we thank you for aiding us with wisdom, with spiritual insight, with discernment, and especially with conviction. Be our guide, our teacher, also our reprover and corrector of our beliefs and our thoughts. And thank you indeed for uplifting Jesus before us. And Savior, as our great physician, please continue to provide healing to those that are sick, those that are suffering, those who need your help in deliverance and in life. Thank you for setting us free and for providing your healing balm to all of our needed areas, whether mental, physical, or spiritual. Thank you also that we're a day closer to heaven, a day closer to seeing this earth filled with your glory, the light of your truth. And thank you that thy coming is a day closer. So we thank you for being with us, for aiding us and blessing us with your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So again, welcome, dear ones. And this is part 16. In our series on emotions, and we're in the section Love Shown to Brothers and Sisters in Christ, which is the fourth major type of love. And last time we discovered that this subject of how we love our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ is actually salvational. And this determines whether we have eternal life or eternal death. So the subject of love is vitally important to our salvation. And we also saw that there is a godly, self-sacrificing form of love that is rich and true and full of substance. But there's also a human, selfish form of love which in comparison is shallow, hypocritical, and is just a shell. And we then understood that the godly form of love can only come to us from God himself, and that he promises to write this law of love in our hearts and to give us a new and a right spirit if we will just ask him to plant his love in our heart, in our mind, and our soul. He will do so. So since one form of love is from God above, we also discovered that there's the other form of love that is from Lucifer below. So this means that depending on what form of love we have and manifest to others, clearly reveals whether God or Satan is living and working within us. So as this is true, then you can see that our salvation hinges upon God truly living and working and moving within our hearts, so that the form of love we manifest to others will be godly and not satanic. So if we want to be saved, then our love must be real, true, and sincere, and not false and hypocritical. But with so many saying that they truly love one another, while their actions prove otherwise, then it is high time for God's people to stop speaking empty words. Because words are easy and cheap to say, but they're hard and expensive to perform. So if we are really the children of God and followers of Jesus Christ like we claim to be, and if we are really and truly led by the Holy Spirit, then let each one of us back up our words with corresponding actions and prove that our love for one another is real and it's sincere. So then exactly how are we to prove our love for one another? How can we show that we really and sincerely love our brothers and sisters in Christ? What are some practical ways that the Bible reveals that we can show our love for one another? And this is what we'll be investigating into today. And those that would like to follow along, you can find the notes and the quotes I'll be referring to on our website at lightministries.com/ID1160.htm. So lightministries.com/1160.htm. And if you look at quote number one, how are we to practically manifest this godly and Christ-like love to our fellow brothers and sisters in this remnant faith and thus prove that our love for them is true and sincere? And we're told in Romans 12 verses 10 to 16, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. In other words, letting the other go ahead of you. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. So all of these ways that are outlined here in Romans 12 are ways to practically manifest godly love for others. We're also told in Philippians 2, verses 1 and 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. So these are other ways to manifest godly love. We're also told in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 11 to 26. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. So these are other ways to practically manifest godly love for your brothers and sisters in Christ. There's other ways the Bible brings out as well. You look at quote number 2, dealing with finances. In 2 Corinthians 8, verses 13 to 14 and verse 24. For I mean not that other men be eased and ye burdened, but by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, referring to brothers and sisters that were in Jerusalem during a dearth or a famine. Your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want. In other words, in the future, that there may be equality. Wherefore, show ye to them and before the churches the proof of your love. Also in 1 John 3, verse 17. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? So we see that even in the area of finances, we are to show our godly love for our brothers and sisters in Christ. But there's other ways as well. You look at quote number 3. From Galatians 5, verse 6, 12 to 15, and 24 to 26. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. For, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. So here's a different area that we can show godly love, and that is by not picking on one another, but crucifying our own flesh and our own affections and lusts or emotions. We're also told in Hebrews 6, verses 10 to 12, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love, which ye have showed towards his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." Also in 2 Corinthians 12:15, "And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you." From Philippians 2, verses 17 to 21. "Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your estate. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your sake, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's." We're also told in James 5, verses 14 and 15. "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." So we see that ministering for the benefit of others is an act of godly love. We're also told in Ephesians 4, verses 1 to 3, 14 to 16, and 22 to 32. "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." In other words, don't harbor your anger overnight. "Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now you can see as we've gone through these lists of how to manifest godly love to others, it's quite a list. And it involves every aspect of our lives. It involves every interaction that we have with others. So how can we possibly perform every one of these actions of love? How is it possible, dear ones? All of these verses reveal to us that God has set up a high standard of action for all of his people to live up to in manifesting his true form of love for one another. But it's not humanly possible to perform all of these actions of love for our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. It's not possible to live up to the standard. But it's not impossible with God. If you look at quote number 4, we're told in Mark chapter 10, verse 27, and Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. In Mark 9:23, Jesus saith unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. In Luke 18, verse 27, and he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. In Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. So these verses reveal that in order to truly love one another with this form of godly love, in order to manifest all of these actions to our brothers and sisters in Christ, it is only possible through God's grace and strength given to us. The only way we can live up to this high standard is we must have God's help. So we need to humbly and sincerely ask God to plant his love within our hearts and minds through the Holy Spirit to give us his grace and divine power. And then we're able to live up to the standard, because with God, all things are possible. Every manifestation of love brought out in these scriptures is possible. But if we instead allow self to live in us, then Lucifer and his wickedness would be within us, and thus it's impossible to manifest any of these godly form of love and to reach this high standard. With God, it's possible. With self, it's impossible. So if we are either manifesting a godly, unselfish love to one another, means that God is living within us. But if we manifest a selfish love, then it shows that the devil is living within us. Which do we want, dear ones? Do we want godly love? Then we have to go to God. And then it's possible. If we want a selfish love, then we go to the devil. There is no middle ground. So then how often are we to manifest this godly form of love? Just when we want to? Just when others are watching us? Look at quote number 5. In John 13, verse 34 and 5, we're told, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." So these verses reveal to us that we are to love one another as Christ has loved us. And how often has Christ loved us? We're told in Jeremiah 31, verse 3, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." So Christ's love for us is everlasting, which means it never ends. So then we are to manifest this godly love for our brothers and sisters at all times without fail. It's to be never ending. But just as our walking with God is a learning process, and just as our faith and hope and trust in God is to grow and increase more and more each day, so the same with our manifesting godly love for one another. It is to continually grow and increase more each day as we learn more of how to imitate our loving God and our loving Savior in our character. So just as our faith is to grow each day, so our manifesting of love to others is also to grow. It's a learning process, dear ones. It's not going to happen overnight. It's a learning process. And if you look at quote number 6, in Philippians 1, verses 9 to 10, "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ." And in Ephesians 4, verse 15, "But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ." So our love for others is to continuously grow and increase and improve day by day. So for those that believe that they can just instantly love others as Christ loves them, and then when they find out that they fail in one area, they then go into despair and want to give up everything, recognize that a plant, when it sprouts from a seed, doesn't instantly become a mature plant bearing seed. It takes time, but it is always growing more than it did the day before. It's the same with us manifesting godly love to others. It's to grow more and more each day. So since we are to love one another with a godly form of love at all times and without fail, and with self being the barrier towards manifesting this godly love, then you can see that the most important factor in loving one another as Christ loves us is a daily moment-by-moment conversion to God. Without a daily crucifixion of self, without a daily conversion to God, it is impossible to love one another as Christ loves us. Because the devil will see to it that we love self instead, and that godly love dies. So a personal daily conversion to God and a moment-by-moment crucifixion of self is the key to truly loving one another at all times and without fail. And the Bible also tells us that a daily crucifixion of self is the key to gaining everlasting life and being saved. That is why this subject of how we love one another is salvational. Because without manifesting true love for God and true love for another, we cannot be saved. Self must be crucified in order to gain everlasting life. Self must be crucified in order to manifest godly love for others. So being able to manifest godly love to all our brothers and sisters and becoming saved all begins with conversion to God, daily crucifixion of self, and maintaining this conversion throughout each day. You look at quote number 7. In 1 Corinthians 15:31, I die daily, not just once at conversion, every day. In Luke 9:23, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily, crucifixion of self daily, and follow me. In 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 3 to 8. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that he should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel or his body in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his spirit. We're told in Philippians 2, verses 12 to 16. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons or daughters of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life. In James 5, verse 7 and verses 10 to 12. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he received the early and latter rain. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath. But let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. In James 1:27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. In 1 Thessalonians 5:8, but let us who are of the day, in other words, Christians, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. And in Hebrews 10, verses 22 to 25. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. So with God, all things are possible, including loving one another as Christ loves us. So if we are truly converted, and if we have this Christ-like love for one another, what will this godly love lead us to be willing to do? Exactly what Christ was willing to do. You look at quote number 8, in Mark 8, verse 35. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. And in 1 John 3:16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. That is the greatest manifestation of godly love for others. It is possible, dear ones, but only through the grace of God. So then the question comes up, are we to manifest this Christ-like godly love to every one of our brothers and sisters in Christ? Even those that are difficult to love, are we still to manifest this kind of godly love for them? This is what we'll be investigating into next time. And praise God for his word of instruction, his word of life. We don't have to guess. We can know of a surety, the truth. and praise God for manifesting this love for us first, so that we know it is possible to manifest to others. So we'll find out more next time. And dear ones, thank you for your love for me. Our closing song is I Need the Prayer of Those I Love. I need the prayers of those I love while traveling o'er life's rugged way, that I may true and faithful be and live for Jesus every day. I want my friends to pray for me, to bear my tempted soul above, and intercede with God for me. I need the prayers of those I love.
I need the prayers of those I love to help me in each trying hour, to bear my tempted soul to Him, that He may keep me by His power. I want my friends to pray for me, to bear my tempted soul above, and intercede with God for me. I need the prayers of those I love.
I need the prayers of those I love to help me in each trying hour, to bear my tempted soul to Him, that He may keep me by His power. I want my friends to pray for me, to bear my tempted soul above, and intercede
God for me.
I need the prayers of those I love. Thank you, Daddy.
I want my friends to pray for me, to hold me up on wings of faith, that I may walk the narrow way, kept by a Father's glorious grace. I want my friends to pray for me, to bear my tempted soul above, and intercede with God for me. I need the prayers of those I love.
Amen. And thank you again, dear ones, for your prayers. My prayers are for you all as well. And please bow with me. Father, thank you so very much for showing us that there is a difference between the love you manifest versus the love of the world. I pray that you will continue to open our eyes and understanding by thy Spirit to behold this godly form of love that originates with you and is manifested from you to others, including ourselves. And Spirit, work within us a transformation that as we behold more and more the love of God, we may be changed into that same loving image and character. And thank you, Spirit, for being our reprover and our corrector in the ways of righteousness. Please don't stop, or we are all lost. Please continue to trouble our conscience when we're about to do something wrong, or perhaps have already done something wrong, that we may recognize it and quickly repent and change, pleading with our Savior for his grace, for his divine strength and power to follow the will of God. Help us indeed to deny self each day, to die daily, that we may live for Christ. And thank you for aiding us day by day to grow in grace, to grow in love, to grow in knowledge, until we arrive at that perfect, mature man, woman, or child in Christ Jesus. And thank you, Savior, for not forsaking us, but coming to die for us that we might know how to live for you. Thank you also for allowing us to fellowship together with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Help us indeed to show your love to them. And help them to show their love for us. We desire to be children of the Most High, children of the day, and no longer children of the night or of the evil one. Thank you for making it possible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we will find out more next time on this salvational topic of loving one another as Christ loves us. Are there any thoughts or comments, questions, testimonies, songs, anything that you'd like to share, dear ones? Please feel free.
Thank you for another week, Jennifer.
Amen, dear sister. Let me get that hymn up. Would you like to start us off, dear sister Chaka?
Thank you for another week. God has walked on our way. Let us now rejoice in you. Waiting on the horse to care. May a long way come back. And a long eternal rest. May a long way come back. And a long eternal rest. While we sleep, while we pray, you are dear, be with me. Let us now greatly sing, greatly in the heart to fear. May a long
Amen. Mercies multiplied each hour, through the week our praise demand. Guarded by almighty power, fed and guided by his hand. Though ungrateful we have been, only made returns of sin. Though ungrateful we have been, only made returns of sin.
While we pray for pardoning grace, through the dear Redeemer's name, show thy reconciled face, shine away our sin and shame. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day with thee. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day with thee.
When the morn shall bid us rise, may we feel thy presence near. May thy glory meet our eyes when we in thy house appear. There afford us, Lord, a taste of the everlasting feast. There afford us, Lord, a taste of the everlasting feast.
May thy gospel's joyful sound conquer sinners, comfort saints. May the fruits of grace abound, bring relief for all complaints. Thus may all our Sabbaths prove, till we join the church above. Thus may all our Sabbaths prove, till we join the church above.
Amen. Praise God for bringing us safely through another week to another Sabbath day, another time to fellowship and to uplift our Savior and to edify one another and be edified. We'll be worshiping God from one Sabbath to another all throughout eternity. We start here on the earth. And praise God for letting us know which day of the week is his. So thank you for that request, dear sister. Are there any other requests, any other questions or comments?
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Any other thoughts that you'd like to share, dear ones, please feel free.
I was thinking about a song that I learned years and years ago. And I think everyone I know knows this song. We learn it when we're little tiny children. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And this incident happened probably about 76 years ago. It was Halloween, and we were out trick-or-treating. And we came to this door, my brother and I. He was 4 years younger. I was about 9 at the time. And knocked on the door, and the man came to the door and said, "Oh, trick-or-treat, huh? Well, you give me a treat. You give me a trick, and I'll give you a treat." So we said, okay. So my brother and I talked back and forth, and we decided we were going to sing Jesus Loves Me.
which we did. We sang it at the top of our lungs. And when we got through singing, we noticed there's a tear running down the man's face. And as I think back on that 76 years ago, it comes to mind that we're never too young to witness for Jesus. This man may have heard the song before, maybe he didn't, but he was touched, and he invited us to come back to his home anytime to visit with him. And I praise the Lord for these memories. There's a reason why we do have memories. We look back over our life and we can say, oh, that was a terrible thing I did. God, please forgive me. Or we can say, praise the Lord, God, I was able to witness and I didn't even know it.
Amen. I'm going to share a hymn, which is a children hymn, but it will go exactly to what we have just learned. Savior, teach me. Savior, teach me day by day love's sweet lesson to obey. Sweeter lesson cannot be loving him who first loved me. With a child's glad heart of love, at thy bidding may I move from to serve and follow thee, loving him who first loved me. Teach me I am not my own. I am thine and thine alone. Thine to keep, to rule, to save from a sin that would enslave. Love in loving, fine employ, in obedience all her joy. Ever knew that joy will be loving him who first loved me. Teach me thus thy steps to trace, strong to follow in thy grace, learning how to love from thee, loving him who first loved me, loving him who first loved me.
Amen. Thank you so much for the beautiful hymns and for the wonderful testimonies. Are there any others that you would like to share, dear ones? Any other thoughts that you'd like to bring forth, please go right ahead. I'm sorry, dear sister, I do not yet have that hymn on my list, but it sounds wonderful. Would you like to sing it for us?
Oh, Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Be thou forever near me, my master and my friend. I shall not fear the battle if thou art by my side, nor wander from the pathway if thou wilt be my guide. Let me feel thee near me. The world is ever near. I see the sights that dazzle, the tempting sounds I hear. My foes are ever near me, around me and within. But Jesus, draw thou near and shield my soul from sin. Oh, Jesus, thou hast promised to all who follow thee that where thou art in glory, there shall thy servant be. And Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Oh, give me grace to follow my master and my friend.
Amen. Beautiful. And in speaking about that one-on-one relationship is this hymn. In God's green pastures, feeding by his cool waters lie. Soft in the evening walk my Lord and I. All the sheep of his pasture fare so wondrously fine. His loved sheep am I. Waters cool in the valley, pastures green on the mountain. In the evening walk my Lord and I. Dark the night in the valley, rough the way on the mountain, step by step, my Lord and I.
Through the streets of the city, in the darkness of night, far from the fold he heard my lonely cry. Now I sit at his table in the palace of light. His dear child am I. Waters cool in the valley, pastures green on the mountain. In the evening, my Lord, and all dark the night in the valley. Way on the mountain, step by step, my Lord and I.
In the city of God, by the tree of life, eating its fruit is my Lord and I. Talking by the river of the water of life, his close friend am I. Waters cool in the
valley,
pastures green
on the mountain.
In the evening walk my Lord and I. Dark the night
in the valley,
rough the way
on the mountain,
step by step, my Lord and I.
My Lord and I.
Thank you, dear ones. Amen. what a close relationship each one of us can have personally with Jesus. It excels all others, dear ones. Are there any other thoughts or comments? Any other songs or testimonies that you'd like to give? Please feel free.
I have one more song, and it's a children's song. But it's to glorify our Savior. Jesus, the light of the world. See the bright and morning star. Jesus, the light of the world. He has risen in our hearts. Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where his love and his mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. He's the lamp that lies always. Jesus, the light of the world. Step by step and day by day. Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where his love and his mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. No more darkness, no more night. Jesus, the light of the world. He will shine forever bright. Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the night, beautiful light. Come where his love and his mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, the light of the world.
Amen. And if Jesus is living in you, then you will also be a light in the world. And thank you for that request of prayer. Let us please bow our heads. Precious Father, we thank you that we can come to you at any time through Jesus with our petitions and our requests, or even just to talk with you as a loving Father. And Father, we bring our request to you that you'll be with Sister Dee as she travels to Chicago and finishing her last year of study. We pray that you will have a hedge of guardian angels around her when she is in that wicked city, that you will help her to learn her schooling good, and that you will continue to impress upon her the need to put you first and foremost in her life, that your study, that her study of your word is the most important, and that schooling is secondary. And if she puts you first, then you will honor her by allowing her to have a quick memory, a sharp retention, and an ability to comprehend her schoolwork and thus have much better grades if she puts you first. Thank you for hearing and answering this prayer, for giving her traveling mercies, and for enabling her to be able to join with us in church services through the internet there at her schooling. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we'll be keeping you in prayer, dear Sister Dee, throughout the year, not just this one Sabbath. You'll be in our thoughts, and we'll be looking for you to continue to fellowship with us, dear sister. If you need anything, please let us know. Dear ones, are there any other thoughts or comments, testimonies, prayer requests, anything else that you'd like to share? Please go right ahead.
I just want to thank God for the Sabbath day, the day of rest, his holy day. I want to thank my brothers and sisters on this broadcast for lifting me up. Sabbath is always a happy day. It reminds me of a song. Sabbath is a happy day, happy day, happy day. Sabbath is a happy day. I love every Sabbath. Thank you, dear brothers and sisters. I love you. You made my day.
You're welcome, dearest sister, and thank you for joining with us and singing and your comments and making our Sabbath more of a delight as well. Big hugs. Been a wonderful Sabbath fellowship, dear ones. Thank you so much for your companionship, your fellowship, your edifying, your testimonies, your songs, your comments. Appreciate it very much. It's been a wonderful day, and it wouldn't have been as wonderful without you in fellowship. Pray that God will continue to lead and guide in your life, and we'll bring you back into sweet communion with us again soon. And before Brother Dick sings us away, I'd like to bring this hymn out. I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Tis the melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love.
I love the Christ who died on Calvary, for he washed my sins away. He put within my heart a melody, and I know it's there to stay. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. Da, da, da. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody of love.
Just be.
my endless teeming glory, with the angels I will sing. Just be a song with glorious harmony when the chorus of heaven ring. In my heart the rings a melody, rings a melody, with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, rings a melody of love. I have a Christ who died for me. He died for me and you and all the world to see. Rings a melody of love.
Amen. Amen. And dear ones, may this melody of godly love ring throughout your mind and heart the rest of the Sabbath and through another week until we meet again, dear ones. Keep looking up.
Life has its joys and sorrows too. Sometimes the mist will hide your view. If you would hope and strength renew, there's just one thing to do. Keep looking up, thy God is still the same today. Keep looking up, he will not fail thee, come what may. Keep looking up, the darkest cloud will roll away. So do not doubt, but keep on looking up.